Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Amen. How's everybody tonight? Good. All right. Did I keep you too long last week?
No. Oh.
I tell you, I got into that one. I'm still chewing on that one. Well, I tell you, the Lord got a good one for you tonight. That's all I can tell you. A real good, encouraging message. I hope you pay attention. So if you would, stand with me. We're going to look from 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to look at verses 1 through 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30, 1 through 8. Okay, I still see some people sitting, getting there. Tired? All right. Everybody there? All right, it reads as follows. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. And Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. And their wives, their sons, and their daughters were taken captive. Wow. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David, two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And here's our key verse. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But look at this. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We just thank you for your word that you have given us today. Lord God, that we can look in it and draw some truth that will help us on this Christian journey. Now bless your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. I want you to get the picture here. David and them had just came back from fighting. They had to come back about 70 miles after their fight, and they find their city, Ziklag, burned. But not only burned, their wives are gone. Their children are gone. Their cattle are gone. How would that make you feel? How would that make you feel? You're out there fighting and you come back and your place is on fire. Normally when you go home, you want comfort. No doubt David and them was waiting a warm welcome for when they're...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.